And welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Do It Radio's fifth Sunday service, January 30th, 2022. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide. Some of you may not know the owner of Do It All in the Mall, Sharon Salisbury Frazier, passed away on December 21st, 2021. And we are wanting to continue her legacy of Let's Do It Radio. But even though Sharon has passed away, we love to have your continued support as she loved to have her church services, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, on Sundays. So let's give Pastor W.F. Pride Jr., some of them call him Pastor Willie Pride, of Yakima, Washington, Goldendale, Washington, Vancouver, Washington, all around the way, Washington, a warm, spiritual welcome as he comes and greets us this morning, this day. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We are so glad to have him here. So let's everybody give him a hand clap. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. And we will have greetings, greetings, greetings from Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. Go ahead, Pastor. Bring us greetings.
Again, we're grateful to the Lord this afternoon to be with you and to know that in the midst of all that's going on the planet, we serve a mighty God. Amen.
Yes,
to that.
We do.
Someone said Amen. He's got the whole world in the palm of his hand. So we're grateful to the Lord today. We're grateful to the Lord most of all for his word and all that God promised us that he would do and is doing for us. You know, I did a little research here just a few years ago. And do you not know there are 3,000 promises that I know of that are in the word of God? Just imagine. 3,000 promises, not just randomly out there, but individual promises. And those 3,000 promises for you and I. And so I'm encouraged most of all by the word of God, and most of all knowing that we are God's people, and we are seeing even now a move of God like never before. God bless you. I love you, and thank God for this opportunity.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Pride. We're going to have a song, Keep the Faith, by the Charles Jenkins and Fellowship of Chicago Choir. Then I will do invocational prayer, and then we will come back and I will introduce the speaker of the hour. We'll have a song, and we're just going to get into church today because we got a song and a message for everybody. Yes, you do. Let's keep the faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank again. You. Yes, the Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
The question is,
when you're standing at a crossroads,
what do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders.
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say. Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, where do you look?
Where do you look?
there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go. What do you do? When there's nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand. And the Master has a plan. So hold on. Hold on. And keep the faith.
Your head.
Thank you.
Almighty and loving Father, creator of heaven and earth. Yes, yes, yes. We will lift his name. We praise you and adore you. You are the King of Kings. We humbly ask for your forgiveness for our sins.
Oh, yes, God.
Have mercy on us, O Lord. We have gathered here in your presence. We open our hearts, minds, and souls to worship you.
Yes,
send us
God.
Your Holy Spirit to be our guide and give us the wisdom to understand your
Shower
will
down,
and your way. Enlighten our minds and let your love be upon us. Thank you that today we dwell in your kingdom and live in your presence. Thank you that as we gather together We join all listeners across Let's Do It Radio to glorify your holy name. We thank you, Father, for his precious time you have given us. Come be with us, inspire us, and lead us in our time together. And as we pray through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever. We ask this in your darling Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. We have come to hear this man of God. We want him to get revved up, but before we do, give just a little bit about the speaker of the hour. Yes, our Pastor W.F. Pride Jr., who is the founder of W.F. Pride Ministries, founder of Everlasting Missionary Baptist Church, in Vancouver, Washington, where he was the senior pastor for 30 years and called as an evangelist and preached revivals. You know he preached, because once you hear him today, you're going to say, yeah, preach, pastor, throughout Washington State, Oregon, and various cities around the United States. He is also an officer in the North Pacific Baptist Convention and has been for over 5 years, as well as an active in these ministries, prisons ministry, hospitals, and nursing homes. So when you see his bright, smiling face, you know there is a God, and there is a man of God coming to see you and pray over you, pray for you. Because when we speak on the phone, he says, can we have a word of prayer? He says, can you start off? It's like, okay. It says, be always ready. It's like, okay. So I'm ready to pray. So we thank you. And this is the most definitely a man of God, as he has officiated over countless numbers of weddings, funerals, and baptisms. Yeah. And through this COVID, no telling how many he's officiated over. As of August 2015, Pastor Pride was installed as a New Jerusalem Baptist Church located in Yakima, Washington, where he pastored for about 3.5 years, and his membership includes Yakima Ministerial Alliance, Tri-State District Association, North Pacific Baptist Convention, which I know I was involved in because I'm from Washington State, so I know so well about the North Pacific Baptist Convention, and chaplain at Yakima Memorial Hospital. And after this next selection, we've come this far by faith. We will hear from heaven, so let the word rain down from on high, Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. Yes, Lord Jesus, let this prayer be heard, and let us hear from heaven after we have come this far by faith. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
We've come this far by faith.
Yeah.
We've come
this far by faith.
never failed me yet. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, oh, 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 oh. Over mountains and hills, we come through the deep dark valleys. We've come. But if faith for you this far, throw your hands up and say, we've come this far. I feel like preaching for a little while. Can I preach? Somebody say, oh, faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen.
Nothing but faith.
Faith is the title deed to those things that the human eye cannot see. The Bible said, by grace through faith we are saved. I wish I had one witness in this room. So we've got to hold fast to the profession of our faith without a wavering. Oh, faith will lead you, and faith will guide you, and faith will hold you, and faith will secure you. Anybody know about faith? Yes, we have. It's only because the Lord has been good. Yeah, yeah. And we've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Can I say just a little bit more? Can I just say a little bit more? Whoa, faith. Now, it was faith that caused that centurion man to come running all the way up to Jesus. And nothing but faith caused him to say, Master, if you just speak the word, my servant will be made whole. It was faith that caused the paralyzed man's friends to tear the roof open to get to Jesus. And nothing but faith caused the woman with the issue of blood to reach out and touch his garment. Faith will lead you, and faith will guide you, and faith will hold you, and faith will bring you over, over your troubles, over your trials, over your pitfalls, over your situations. If you hold on and believe, trust in God, you will receive every promise that he made. It is a yea and amen. Just hold on. Just hold on. Just hold on. Just hold on. Hold on. No matter how long, if you just wait, if you just wait, God will come through. God will come through. God will come through. God will come through. Nothing but faith.
Junior, got to have that Junior.
Again, thank you so very much. Again, we're grateful to the Lord for each of you. And I not always say that I'm not going to be before you long, but when I say that, that's when the Holy Spirit said there's more work to be done. This morning in our school class, one of our Sunday school members, as we were discussing the Sunday school subject, asked me, but Pastor, why is it that when I read my Bible, there's so many words that I can't pronounce? There's so many different other things in the Bible that I just can't really quite understand. And as she shared that in the class this morning, I said to her, I said, let me answer that for you. The natural man can read the word of God from cover to cover and still not understand what God is saying. But when a Christian or a child of God reads the Bible, the key to understanding the Bible, first of all, is to pray. And when you pray, what you're saying is you're asking the Holy Spirit to open up your understanding that the Word of God becomes alive in you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for what you have done. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to be able to share a word from the Lord. And Father, we pray now that as it goes across the airways, radio waves, and as it goes across the cloud, oh God, of this planet, that this word, oh God, would be a word that one would receive and apply it to their lives as a way of dealing with and addressing the issues of this life and what we're dealing with today. Father, we thank you. Thank you for using me in this way at a time like this. And now, Lord, bless us with your presence and power in every way, and to God be the glory. We thank you in advance. Lord God, you said your word would go out and not return back void. And Father, we are believing today on this last Sunday of January. We are believing, oh God, that your word is going to go out and not return back void. Father, thank you for that you've done and going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to, our opening scripture this afternoon, coming from the book of Hebrews, just the one verse, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and my translation says the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old received divine approval. By faith we understand that the world was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear. Let me pause for a moment and say that, and I believe I might have mentioned it earlier at some point in time, I had read a book several years ago, and the title of it was How I Found Freedom in an Untamed World. It was a paper book, back book, I would say, that, you know, and it only had about 100 pages, but it had some real nuggets in it. And the nuggets that it had in this little paperback was that whatever subject matter from A through Z that you were dealing with, it specifically asked the question and gave the answer. Not from a biblical perspective, but from the perspective of finding freedom in a world that is certainly untamed. And we can relate to that all over the planet. And so I read the book. It made a lot of sense to me. And I loaned it to someone, shortly just thereafter. And who I loaned it to, I forgot who it was, and I never got it back. But the principles, some of the principles of that little book, I was able to go in my mind and reflect on some of the answers that it gave in terms of how to find freedom in the midst of a world that's uncertain. And so that's what I want to preach on this afternoon. Living not as the little booklet applied, but living by faith in an uncertain world. We know that from scripture we just read, Abraham, and we know his testimony about all that he was about, and we'll go further with that. I received an email from someone who is struggling with some very serious issues and decisions to that they were trying to make. The details didn't matter except to say that the person took what seemed to be a step of faith. And the result has been a great big mess. Amen, somebody?
Hmm. Yeah,
you would ask
yeah.
yourselves today, what did I do wrong? That's a natural question to ask when life rewards your courage with nothing but trouble. I've been studying here for the last year or so, just a few little chapters of Job. And if you notice mm-hmm. that from that book of Job, Job 1, right on in up to about 3, we know the story, how it unfolds about Job being who he was in the sight of God and how the devil was looking at Job. And we know that because of that, Job could not, no harm or danger could come upon him because God had a hedge around him. My point there is that even though there was a hedge around him, Brother Job was a man that loved God. He was a man that did know he was considered by God to be a righteous man.
Okay.
Let me put a pin there. Also a very wealthy man of that land and era. I've often said that if you look at some of the wealthiest people on the planet right now, they've got a lot of billions, but that's all that they have. One right here in Washington State, one of our billionaire, I just went through a divorce last year. Billions of dollars, billions of dollars, but yet he still had all of that and couldn't save his marriage. Hallelujah, somebody. What that says to me, in the midst of all that's going on the planet today, we can see and recognize that that same situation that Brother Job was dealing with way back then, when there was a knock on the door, and before that servant could even turn and walk away, there was another knock on the door. We're living in a society today where there are so many knocks on the door of human, I would say, the human race, that we don't even have time to grieve. Oh, I'm going to preach today. Oh, I can't
bear to go ahead.
There's so many, so much going on, no one is grieving anymore. Why? Because there's so many knocks on the door. And those doors are not doors of trying to get in to rob or steal, but doors of mental stress and anguish, doors of suicide, doors of police brutality, doors of, you name it, across the planet. These are the knocks that those demons are going forth on the planet today. You need to hear me. We don't even have time to grieve. I could go into that. I mean, we've been through some grieving in our own family, but yet it's still, we haven't had time yet. And neither are ones on the planet, but God.
But God.
Let me move on. Hebrews 11:1 offers us a long list of men and women who obeyed God, even when things didn't always work out like they expected. Their names written are like the biblical names of Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Willie, that's me, Joshua, David. Different people, different stories, but widely separated in time and space. Stories that span thousands of years. Stories that encompass murder, treachery, physical weaknesses, failed dreams, missed opportunities, sibling rivalry, military conquest. The men and women whose stories are told in this particular chapter differ in every way but one.
Yes.
What they did, they did it by faith. Amen. All of them had moments when they must have wondered, what did I do wrong? yet God considers each of them worthy of mentioning in this chapter.
Yes,
our focus
today
in this message is on the man we call Father Abraham. In the biblical, he stands as a permanent example of a man who lived by faith, who read Hebrews 11:8-10, tells how he obeyed God's call at a great personal sacrifice. It tells us what he did. More importantly, it tells us why he did it. And it clearly shows us that obeying God doesn't always work out the way we think it will. How many of us have prayed, oh God, move this situation. And then when God moved it, we said, oh, I didn't want you to move it like that. Oh God, save my job or save my marriage or whatever it may be. And then when God does it, oh God, I'm not prepared yet, but amen to that. Let's begin with some of the brief facts about Abraham. When we meet him in the Bible, he is living 4,000 years ago in a far-off place.
Okay.
No doubt, he and his wife Sarah worshiped the moon god, Sin. He is a prosperous middle-aged man, successful by any human standard. Life has been good to Abraham and Sarah. Certainly, they have no reason to complain. It's precisely this moment that God speaks to him clearly and definitely and unmistakably. But God says will change his life and ultimately alter the course of the world history. Well, so what does it mean to live by faith in an uncertain world? I'm glad for this. Living by faith means accepting God's call without knowing where it will lead. How many of us today, through this pandemic over the last 2 years, we've been in caves for the last 2 years. The church I'm talking about now has been in caves, and now we're saying, where do we go from here? Where's the church in this 2022 January, the last Sunday of the month, the first of the year? Where does the church go from here? Many are saying, I'm hearing it not only just through testimonies of ones that I come in touch with as being a part of the body of Christ, but many are saying, let's go back to the caves. Let's go back when the doors of the church were closed because the government said you can't worship because of this pandemic. Let's go back when no one was really doing a whole lot of social gathering because of fear. Hallelujah, somebody. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. There's only one way to describe it. It was a world-class city where he was told to go doing his thing. It was a center of mathematicians. It was a city of commerce. People from outlying areas moved to Ur because they wanted to be a part of that great city. No doubt many of Abraham's friends thought he was crazy. Why would anyone want to leave Ur? Obeying God's call meant giving up his friend, giving up his career, giving up his tradition, his home, his position, his influence, and his country. More than that, it meant risking his health and his future on a vague promise from an unseen God to lead him to a land that says, I will show you. Genesis 12 and 1. When Abraham left Ur, he burned his bridges behind him. For him, there could be no turning back. Once he left the walls of Ur, he was on his own, following God's call into the unknown. You say he gave all that up? Yes, he did. You say, that's kind of strange, isn't it? It is. But please don't miss the point. When God calls, there's no guarantees about tomorrow other than his word. I've said many, many times that everything around us is passing away. But Jesus and the Bible says only the word of God will stand forever. Everything else. Oh, hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
You want a long life, so do I. You want to rise in your profession, so do I. You want lots of friends, so do I. You want to grow old and die with your family around you, so do I. This isn't wrong with those desires. All of us feel that many, but living by faith means no guarantee and no certainty about the future unless it's in Jesus Christ. Upon the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand.
Well,
I was once approached by a Christian ministry asking if I would consider a particular position in the organization. I met the people. I liked them very much. I was very impressed by what they were doing. As I investigated further, I found out that they take good care of the folks who care for them. I liked everything. I learned about the people in their ministry. But when the moment came, I decided to say no. This isn't how I put it to them, but it's how I said it to myself. Why? Because I did not hear the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, ringing in my spirit saying, go ahead. I did not feel that inside of me. You know how old folks used to say, that gut feeling? We don't have that much anymore in our society. Everybody I know of is about to show me state. You got to show me before I believe it. You can either understand that or you don't. If you don't, there isn't much I can say that will help you. If you do, there isn't much explanation that's needed. But I will add this much. All of us come to moments in life when we say yes or no to certain opportunities simply because it's the right thing to do at the right time. My mother, Mother Florence, she has a little saying that goes back. She'll be 94 in February, February 2nd. She has a little saying she's been laying on me really thick over the last two years. Just do the right thing. Hallelujah, somebody. I say to the government, I say to us as believers and Christians, do the right thing. Hallelujah, somebody. And when you do the right thing, that's what God will honor. I've been saying for the last year since Biden got into office, I have a remedy to the pandemic. I have a, not necessarily a cure, but I have what would really cover the planet to the pandemic. Mr. Biden, if you're listening, President Biden, if you're listening, listen to these words. If my people who are called by my name will pray and turn from their wicked ways, God says, I will heal them. I will raise them up. I will cover those that bleed by the blood of Jesus.
Mr. President, you need
to know that. And so you call in all these others, you need to call the preachers of the planet together to D.C. I don't know of one other preacher that called all the preachers and said, I all want you all. I was back there during the days, I want to say, of the one that did Billy Graham, the one that did the Crusades. I don't know about later, but early on, they called all the preachers. Something was going on around the world. Call the preachers, non-denominational. Call them to the Washington. And let's pray. And ask the Lord through the power of the Holy Ghost what it is that we can do. The CDC, they don't have the answer. Science doesn't have the answer. Nation doesn't have the answer. Only God has the answer, and he's already given it to man.
Yes.
Yes.
Abraham heard the bells ringing, not literally. That's a symbolic for the sense of God calling. And so he left Ur. If you truly want to do God's will, sometimes you have to find yourself exactly where Abraham was.
Okay.
Setting out on a new journey. Our radio program, our radio show right now is setting out on a new journey.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense, sister and brothers and all that are listening to the world. Why would you have something like this when ones are dying all over the planet like flies? My wife was saying that we know at least 7-8 people right now that has the virus. Not close to us, but close in terms of knowing who they are. How can we ever explain that his decision, Abraham's decision to leave the comfort of Ur for uncertainty of a long trek across the desert? The only certainty he had was that God had called him, and he must obey.
Yes.
The rest was showered in mystery. That fact makes his obedience all the more impressive. The NIV Hebrews 11:1 says he obeyed and went. There was no greater miracle in his life than that. Everything else that had happened flowed from his basic decision. But God called and he obeyed. I put the planet on notice today. God is calling right now.
Come on.
God is calling right now. He's calling in so many ways, not only just with the deaths. Look at the hurricanes and snowfalls and tsunamis and earthquakes. All of these things that are going on the planet. God is calling
last days, y'all.
To turn to him.
Yes. Let me put it last days way. Are coming.
Living by faith means stepping out for God and leaving the results to him. It's no guarantee how long life and good success. You may have and you may not. The life of faith means that I'm going to be the man, the woman of God that he wants me to be. No matter where he leads me. I don't know the future, but I'm trusting him to work out the details. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I step out by faith and follow where he leads.
Mm-hmm.
This brings me to this second truth. Living by faith means waiting on God to keep his promise. By faith, he went to live in a land of promise. As in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise.
Yeah.
There's within us, all of us, a natural desire to settle down.
Yes.
The older I get, the less I like to move. I value coming home to a place and the same faces every day. Several years ago, hallelujah, we moved from where we were in Vancouver to Yakima.
Okay.
As we were packing, our home was filled with boxes waiting to be loaded on the moving truck. It was unsettling to look at the bare walls that only a few days before were covered with family pictures and other artifacts.
Yes.
Suddenly that home looked less like a home and more like a building. Where we used to live in some distant past.
Mm-hmm.
Now run the clock forward a little faster. When we came to Yakima Hall, as I remember living here now, it looked the same, but it didn't feel like home to me. But now, some years later, it feels like home. The name of Jesus. That's Abraham.
Yeah.
He didn't own anything. And the promised land. God had promised to give him the land. Yet he lived as a stranger in a foreign land. He didn't own the land. He can't build a permanent dwelling. In many ways, this is where the remarkable saying about the first place. As long as he was traveling across the desert, he could dream about the future. But when he got to Canaan, all illusions disappeared. Think of what he didn't find. No welcome Abraham's time. No discount coupons from the Mason, from the merchants. No homewarming party. No visit from the welcome wagon. No man with the key to the city. No band playing happy days are here again. Nobody accepted him. Nobody cared that he had come. Nobody gave him anything. But God had promised him, hallelujah. But he had to scratch out an existence in a chest. But hundreds of years had passed before the promise was completely fulfilled. Abraham never saw it happen. Neither did Isaac or Jacob. Was Abraham in the will of God? Yes, he was. Yes, he was doing what God had wanted him to do. Yes. Because God's timetable is not He's not in a big hurry. Hear me today. My sisters and my brothers, God works as across the generations to accomplish his purpose. We're worried about all these different things. But I'm glad today Abraham's life is an ultimate key to the life of faith. I don't know about you today, but I know that he works with me and he talks with me and tells me I am his own. Living by faith means never taking your eyes off of heaven. Don't you know today this is not your home? I'm glad today that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you and where you shall be with me. Hallelujah. For we were looking forward to a city and that foundation whose designer and builder is God. Hebrews 11, 10. As I meditated on these verses, it hit me. There's a certain amount of disappointment built into the life of faith. Sometimes we think, hallelujah, if I follow God's call, everything will work out and I'll be happy all the time. Let me tell you, that's one of the tricks of the devil. I say today, Jesus went through it. He was beaten. He was whipped. He was lied upon. He was disappointed. He was denied. His brother ran off. Do you not know that was an example for you and I? Jesus was saying, it happened to me. It's going to happen to you. So don't get it twisted. Because you're going through something, but at least you don't have to go to the cross and shed any blood, because Jesus shed his blood for you and I. I'm glad today. I'm happy. It's a happy moment. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. We live, we die. We buy a house. We sell a house. Someone moves in it. What we want we take a job. We leave a job. Someone else takes the job that we used to have. All we are fortunate enough to have is a corner, whatever it may be. But I'm glad today. That's one part of faith of life. We never reach full certification in this life. But a man can reach beyond the grass. But that's heaven, or praise the name of Jesus. Not long ago, I visited of the ancient city of Jericho. I've been to Israel two times. And when most people think of Jericho, they think of the city whose walls came tumbling down in the day. But that's not one Jericho. The scientists say that it was discovered that the layers of Jericho Jericho, one after another. The city has been built, was destroyed. It was rebuilt across the centuries. But the same is true of Jerusalem. When you visit the old Jerusalem, you aren't exactly walking where Jesus walked. You're walking 30 to 70 feet above where Jesus walked. But according to one source, Jesus has, Jerusalem has been destroyed and rebuilt at least 47 times in the last 3,500 years. But I'm glad that's the way it is on this earth. Nothing built by man lasts forever. Let me say that again. Nothing built by man. Regardless to what it is, oh, praise the name of Jesus. Revelation 21 describes that the city as the new Jerusalem is coming down out of heaven from God. In his vision, John saw a city of great beauty shining with the glory of God. It's raining in like most rare jewels, like jasper. But let me tell you, Christians have always looked to the new Jerusalem as a final abode for the people of God, the place where we can spend eternity in the presence of God. But I'm glad, heaven is a city. Oh, praise his name. It's a real place filled with real people. I heard someone say a few years ago, when I get to heaven, I want to talk with Moses. When I get to heaven, I want to talk with Isaac. When I get to heaven, I want to talk with Grandma. But I want to tell you, when I get to heaven, I want to talk with Jesus. I want to see the one that bled, suffered, and died, that gave his life, that I would have life for me. I'm glad today. I'm glad today. Abraham knew he was going to heaven. And that changed his whole perspective on life. He knew just not that he was going to die, but after that death, he was going to enter a city God had designed and made. I'm from the South. In Tennessee, and I can remember as a boy going through, driving through the South, and looking at those big old mansions. Some were like 20 and 30 rooms, and I would marvel at how big they are. They were nothing but plantations. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. But I heard Jesus say, I go to prepare a place for you. And in my father's house, there are many mansions. Oh, that I would get the church excited that this is not your home, but we got a home. We got a home. Let me add one final thought this evening from this passage. If you had been a constant watching Abraham's life, you'd probably say that he was a committed career suicide when he left Earth. It didn't make sense at the time. The rest of his life was never successful in the worldly terms. Hebrews 11:10 says that Abraham was motivated by a vision of something the people around him simply couldn't grasp. He was looking forward to something that they couldn't see. He was following God will sometimes lead you to make decisions that those around you simply will not understand. Let me say that again. When you make a decision to really sell out for God, there's ones around you that won't understand. When that happens, all you do is explain things and then set off to obey God's call, leaving the results in his hands. Let me hurry, and now I'm almost there. I was watching some years ago. It was called the Blues Brothers. And the Blues Brothers, one of them went to jail. And when the one got out of jail, he met the other one at the gate. And they were talking about what had happened while the one brother was in jail. And the one brother said, the orphans where we were, the 500 kids, they're going to be turned out to the streets somewhere there in Chicago, and they don't have the money to keep the place open. And my heart goes out because, you know, you and I, the brother, them, they were in that orphanage way back, and they felt sad that all these young boys would be turned to the streets. And one of them said, I had an idea. He said, what's the idea? He said, let's get the band back together. And the other brother said, no way. You know, Aretha Franklin, she's not going to come and get back with the band. Calloway, he's not going to come back. And a lot of those older known artists of that day are not going to come back and get the band together. The one brother said, what are we going to tell them about what's going on? The one brother said, we're going to tell them we're on a mission for God. And that moves and they got the band together. You know the story. They got the band together and raised the money and saved those boys from going to street, out to the streets. Let's get about the mission of God. It don't matter where you are. How small a part you play, you ought to be on the mission on this last Sunday of January. It don't matter what you don't have, but it matters about the vision that you do have. And that's what Brother Abraham was saying. He had a vision from God to go to a place. And I'm saying to the church, I'm putting you on notice today. We need to have not just a mission that ones don't live up to, but a mission to say I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I'm going to serve him till I die.
Yes.
Here's the whole message. Following God's will. Because it guarantees worthy success. A worldly success. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. But let's not be confused that with the false notion that doing God's will lead to a trouble-free life. I want to tell you today, but one thing I'm assured of, Jesus said, I'll always be there. I don't care I'll always be there with you. I'll pray for that, and that's a promise. Abraham lived. He died without seed receiving all that God had promised him. In many ways, you could say that by leaving, he forfeited any chance at a worldly greatness. And that's what we see today. The world, they seem to be faring. But I want to tell you, payday is already here. It's not coming. It's already here. Some months ago, a year or so ago, they was they were saying only people of color was dying from this virus. And I can tell I have two relatives die boom, boom, boom. But they had other medical issues that on top of that. And they died. And there was a lot of other folks, even in this Yakima Valley, people of color that were dying like flies. But hallelujah. Well, that God has extended his hand, took his hand. Now it don't matter what color you are. You're just about dead. But I want to tell you, let me give As I close this evening, God told Moses, Moses, go down.
Yes.
Go down to Egypt, and I want you to take the blood, and wherever the blood is, I want you to put the blood over the doorpost of those ones. Hallelujah, that have been chosen by me at every place. I tell you right now, you may not have no blood, which I don't, but you can take some oil and put it over your door, put it over your family, put it over your car, put it over your shelf. At the church this morning, I open up a brand new bottle of oil, and I said to the church, I'm going to anoint all of you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Anoint you.
Yes.
As you go, you'll know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Never again would he know the stability and settled prosperity there again.
Yes.
It's safety you want and guarantee of earthly success. Then you have to look somewhere else. But if you're willing to follow Jesus, I can promise you that you'll never be disappointed in him, and your wife will never be boring. If you decide to follow God's will, the great priority of your life, you discover that he is indeed, he'll take you on an incredible journey.
Yes.
Just like Abraham, your search for God's will lead you out of your comfort zone into an existing arena of living by faith. Along the way, you will discover that you can indeed survive without absolute certainty about what will happen or what will come tomorrow. You may even learn to enjoy living on the edge between faith and absolute disaster. In any case, knowing God's will cease to be an automatic exercise like doing your homework before going to bed at night. You will know that Jesus, the mighty Lamb of God, Jesus, Mary's baby, Jesus, the one that came for all those generations and shed his blood for you and I. Look at that woman this morning or this evening. The Bible says she had been sick for 12 long years. Sick.
Well,
you women know, if you lost blood just over the monthly, how you felt for imagine 12 years. She was bleeding, losing blood.
Yeah.
But the Bible says she had a testimony. He don't have to know my address. He don't have to know where I live. And I heard old rabbi preacher say a few years ago, we often say that she had to reach down and touch his hem. But I heard the old rabbi say, back then, she didn't have to touch his hem, but they had tarsus that hung around their neck. And Jesus' father had one around his neck. And what she did was she just touched the tarsus on the master's neck, on the master's around his neck. And the Bible says that healing virtues flowed out of him into her. And right then and there, she was healed. I don't know about you today. Maybe you ain't ready, you're going through something. I'm here to tell you that walking by faith and not by sight, that God is a healer today.
He's
a mind fixer and a heart regulator. I'm glad. Aren't you glad today? You can listen to this word. Aren't you glad today? He walks with you. He talks with you. And tells you that you are.
Yeah.
I got to hurry now. My time is up.
Thank
oh, praise
you.
The name of Jesus. They say I only have 45 minutes, but now I'm into
Thank
the other hour. But let me hurry here now.
Okay.
Aren't you glad today that Jesus, somebody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Just have that faith in God. Yes. Thank you. Now we will have invitation to Christian discipleship. Welcome to the family, to those who have joined us online and through Let's Do It Radio, and benediction from Pastor Christ.
Amen. God bless you. Let me
Thank you.
If you will, about 35 years ago, I had some serious back injury or back pain. And I had went to my doctor, and after many tests, he mentioned, he said, especially as well, that you have rheumatism, arthritis in the spine. And said that there was nothing that they could do. They couldn't operate. There was no surgery. There was nothing known medically that could be done. And said to me, said, Reverend, you might as well go home, get your wheelchair, because that's for the rest of your life.
Well,
I said to my doctor and about five or six specialists that were in the room, I thanked them for all that they had tried to do for me. But as I left Emmanuel Hospital there in Portland, Oregon, that Friday, driving back to Vancouver where I lived, I said, well, Lord, now I know the doctors don't have the final say.
Well, that's right.
I had been on crutches for about 6 months or a year. And I've worn crutches. Constant pain 24/7. That Sunday morning, I got up, got ready for church, went on the Sunday school, got there. In the class there at Sunday school, and I said to the class, I said, this is what the doctors have said. They're ripping me off. And I'm asking that you all that are here in the Sunday School adult class, if you would pray for me. Now, we're talking about prayer. We're talking about folks that can get a prayer through. And that's what we need in our church.
Come on, come on, come on.
People, instead of talking about prayer, you hear these quick TV programs, they're talking about prayer, but you're not seeing the evidence. That Sunday morning, I had one of the superintendents to put a chair out in front of the class. I said, those of you that believe like I believe, if you don't believe, stay in your seat. If you do believe, I want you to get up and come up to where I'm sitting. And I want you to lay hands.
Yes, come on. Thank you.
A couple knelt by my knees. A couple stood around my back. Put their hands on my forehead. And they began to pray. They began to call on Jesus. At that moment in time, a hot sensation started in my forehead. It ran down my head and to my legs, down through my ankles, and out through my feet. I stood up right then and there. The pain left and never came back 35 years ago.
Yes, have that faith.
It's by faith.
Yes.
I saw the doctor 3 years after that, one of the doctors at the airport. I was going out on a flight. He looked at me pulling my bags out of the suitcase and pulling the carry-on. He said, Brian. He said, why aren't you in a wheelchair? Doctor, when I left the office, I went to Dr. Jesus.
Yes.
That's
hallelujah.
What the church means.
You're listening right now.
You don't know Jesus.
Yes. Come
on. My denomination. You see what's happening with the denomination. Their doors are closed. Some of these churches sometimes, at one time, they had sometimes maybe 1,000, 2,000 folks in them. Now you go in there, two or three in the past. That's because the devil is using what happened on the planet as a way of fear.
But
God is still a prayer answering God. If you don't know him today as your Lord and your Savior, I would invite you right now, after hearing the message, after hearing my own personal testimony of what God has done for you,
make it personal.
I invite you now to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. See, a lot of people know me. They don't have a relationship. That's what the Lord is calling this last Sunday of the year. He's calling. You don't know him. All you do is pray with him. We had a 14-year-old get saved in Bible studies 2 Wednesday nights ago. 14
Come
years
on
old.
Now. All right now.
Why? If we had been there just studying some book, but we were studying the gospel, and he stood up.
Yes.
I've never been to church before. This is my first time coming with another little friend. She's a member of the church. He said, but I want to be saved. And I want you.
Yes.
14.
Yes.
The Lord is
yes. 14. Come on.
In the spirit of God moving on you. You don't have to go You don't even have to know who I am because it's in my name. But know this. You pray this prayer, Jesus, wherever you are right now. Just close your eyes and reach out to the radio.
Come on.
Your laptop. Maybe you have some other form of communication. Reach out for it. See, back in the day, those preachers that came on TV, they just said, make a contact. And God will move right then and there upon you.
Yes.
Reaching out. If you're reaching out right now, really pray this prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all that I've done that was contrary mm-hmm. to you. And now, Lord Jesus, I give not just my hand, but I give my heart to you.
Yes.
Deliver my heart.
Yes.
I repent
yes.
of my sin.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. And I accept you.
His precious name. Yes.
In Jesus' name. Talking by
yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you
amen.
Prayer,
amen.
Let one know that you mm-hmm. have Christ coming to your heart. But let somebody know that I'm born again.
Thank you.
And not just born again in the natural, but I'm born again in the spirit. If you prayed that prayer, let us know that you prayed and you've accepted and receive Christ as your Lord and your Savior. If you've done that,
thank you.
Let us know.
Mm.
Let us know. Don't let this second.
Time
zone for different. I'm in a different time zone than you are. But the God we serve is still the same. Today, ever.
Yeah. Thank you.
If that's you today, let us know you receive Christ. If you pray the prayer,
amen. Yes. Thank you.
Feel it right
you.
Now. One that is getting ready now to call and say, I receive the voice. I receive Christ.
Thank you.
I receive Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. 845-241-9985 if you want to say, I receive the Holy Spirit. Yes. 845-241-9985. 845-241-9985 if you want that special prayer. Yes. Pastor Pride has touched you and you have turned your life over to God. Call us and let us know He made a difference in your life. Because we've come this far by faith. Yes. Thank you. 845-241-9985. And we do have a few pastors on the line. We have Reverend Carolyn Williamson. We have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And we have Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. who just gave us that message. Yes. His message was living by faith in an uncertain world. We are uncertain in these days and these times. We're living in the last. We don't know when it's coming, but we are living in the last because so much has come to pass from the revelation. And yes, Jesus. So 845-241-9985.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we have come this far by faith. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Now, yes, we'll have benediction from you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
At this moment, every heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you most of all for your word. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
That the time looks low. Father, we pray right now, many, oh God, even now, the 1st of February, don't know about much of anything, but I know we serve a God.
Yes.
My baby boy just said he has all power. Father, thank you.
Yes.
I took on the broadcast. And everyone that's a part, whatever part they may play, move, oh God. Touch hearts.
Yes.
Touch hearts. Whatever one does, oh God.
Thank you for Sister Sharon
Frazier. Oh God, the last thing she said to me, she said, Pastor, one thing for sure, we all need teaching.
Yes.
She
definitely,
she needed
it
as well. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, doing, and going to do. Father, to meet again, but not in your protective care, because you are the God that's in control. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Will you repeat these words after me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation
the words of my mouth
be acceptable in thy sight.
Be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength.
And my redeemer.
My redeemer.
Yes,
and my redeemer.
Amen.
Jesus, precious name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this fifth Sunday. And I want to thank those who are online with us. We have East Coast, we have West Coast, and we have Central on the line with us. As I said, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson. We have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. We have a friend of mine, my ride and die girl, Rhonda Gardner from out of Maryland. And we also have Pastor W.F. Willie Pride Jr. Thank you again for joining us today. And you can listen to this episode of Let's Do It Radio found on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall on demand. So just go there and look for today's episode, and you can hear it. And the title was Living by Faith in an Uncertain World, taken from Hebrews 11:1. And so just everybody, Let's Do It Radio does not own the rights to any of the music you've heard on this broadcast, and all music is original audio from the original artist. So please bow your head. May the Lord watch between me and thee while you're absent, one from another. Be blessed. Stay blessed until we meet again. Next Sunday, the first Sunday of the month of February, time is just flying by. So can I get an amen from the Let's Do It Radio listening audience? Amen. Amen. And amen again. And if you want to stay and listen to some more songs, please do, as I have more, you know, we've come this far by faith songs. If you want to hang up, if you want to stay with us, let's do that. So can we get a little bit more Jesus today? Yes. Have Faith in God by Reverend James Moore. We're going to hear that. And we thank each and every one of you for joining in today again. Thank you. I'm going to first go to our listening audience and see if they have anything they'd like to say to us. We'll start with Reverend Carolyn Williamson. You have anything you'd like to say to us today?
No, other than praise the Lord. Thank God for his word. His word is always what we need when we're in his presence. Thank God for the word, for the speaker.
Yeah.
And we just pray God just move in the lives of those who had an ear to hear what the Spirit would have them to hear.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. And Reverend Ronnie Marshall, do you have any words you'd like to say before we go to songs?
I would like to say I enjoyed the testimony of Reverend Pride and his message. He's always a clear preacher, and his words are with clarity, so you can understand what he said.
Yes.
And I thank God for
thank
him
you.
being on the battlefield, and I thank God for intervening in his life 35 years
thank
ago.
You.
And he's yet holding his end of the bargain, and that's a blessing.
And then the one last thing
I like to say from a perspective, let's not forget to sow seeds to Sister Inez for the labor that she's doing for us. Amen. And, you know, they say if you're going to bring something to the table like this, you'd be the first to do it, right? So today I'm going to sow a seed to her of $50. And anybody that will follow me to do so, just to be a blessing to her, because let me just say something.
Thank you.
We need messages like Reverend Pride preached.
We need testimony
like Reverend Pride gave. We need messages like Pastor Wilkerson preaches, and we need messages like the McCullums preach. Mm. We need these sound messages and word from God going through this radio wave more than before, because we're living in the day where Antichrist is trying to take over. So we need messages going forth, and we thank God for Inez yielding her time for the saints, the ministers, the evangelists, and the apostles can go forth with the revelation of Jesus. Remember when Jesus said on all of this gospel that we just heard today from Reverend Pride, he said, when this gospel has gone all over the world, then shall the end come. So she's doing a good work, because she's taking the revelations from America around the world. And we need people like her in position like her. So for us, the Bible says, for us, the laborer is worthy of the hire. And said, muzzle not the ox that treaded out the corn. So let us continue to be in the frame of mind of being a blessing with for her, that she has no words about what this is, this, but she can receive from us because she give to us. And she give us a wonderful platform. She does it with clarity. She hosts all of the shows with us. So let us be liberal. For the Bible says, the liberal soul shall be made fat. And then he said, he that water it shall be watered. Mm. And he said, God loves a cheerful giver.
Yes.
He said, if you give bountifully, you shall receive bountifully. If you give grudgingly, you're going to receive credibly. So we know we're the people of God. You all follow me today with the seed of $50. If you can, that's not a lot of money. But if I do it, you do it, they do it, they do it, then all of us together can be a blessing to her for the blessing she's been to us. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Inez,
put your cash up out there so we can send you this offering. And Reverend Pratt, I love to hear you preach. I'm being honest with you.
Yes,
I love to hear you talk, because you talk with clarity and simplicity. And that's what Jesus said. The gospel must be preached, and that's right. So I just want you to know that we appreciate you. And thank you, Reverend Pride. I enjoyed that. Enjoy you all the time.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Reverend Marshall, thank you. I always get just speechless, but I'm going to be obedient. My cash app is $ANAIS, as in Sam, E, VAL, COUR, Anais Valku, ANAISEVALCOUR. Thank you so much, Reverend Marshall. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. So, can we get a little more Jesus up in here by Reverend James Moore? We're going to have Faith in God. Thank you.
Sister Gay Arbuckle from Dallas, Texas, is going to lead the song. Give her a good God bless you. Come on here.
Thank you.
I'm praying.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And keeping that vein, we're still going with Having Faith by Omar Cunningham.
Struggling, doing the best I can. Can't provide feeling less than a man. But the Lord won't put on me no more than I can stand. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a helping hand. See, God is the author of no mess, you see. It's just the way of him testing me. My mama said faith is something you can't see. So say, devil, get behind me. Trouble won't last always.
Trouble won't last always.
No, no. Keep your hands in his hand
and believe that it'll be okay.
Gonna be alright. Seems like the rain keep coming down on me. I ain't just talking, I mean literally. Landlord won't fix the leak for me. Cause he said I owe him $750. See, I'm doing all that I can do. But Alabama Power, I hear mama's voice coming through. He ain't gonna come when you want him to. But he's always on the line. See the sun peeking through the clouds. It's gonna be a bright day. So when your ship has been wrecked and you gotta swim ashore, just remember God will be there stroke for stroke. And when you make it through and you reach dry land, reach back and give somebody a helping hand. Trouble don't last always. No, no. Hey, hey,
yeah.
All right.
Now we're going to Have Faith in Me by Kim Burrell. Wonderful thing.
If you only knew the power that I have and what I can do. Lives inside of that you want to achieve, and I hope that you, ooh, I hope you know by now, that you can have everything you want, everything you need, if you take the limits out.
Uncertain world, taken from Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're going to hear from, of course, Kirk Franklin, God's Property, Faith.
Yo, my brother Myron.
Yeah, what's up?
Myron, do you have faith?
I got faith.
No. I'm talking about, do you really have faith?
I got mustard seed faith.
So then you don't mind letting the world know something about it, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell somebody.
Check it out. This is what I want you to do.
What's that, sir?
while we can now praise on.
Yeah.
I want you to let them know that if they can believe it, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Check it out. Come on.
Said I can reach my goal, more than a conqueror, down in my soul. The devil is a liar. I won the race, and I got victory. Oh, because
I got faith.
Yeah.
faith. Yes, yes, yes. And for next Sunday, please tune in with us when we have the McCullers speaking on First Sunday. Have your communion ready. Have your either crackers or bread and something to drink for communion. And the time that they will be joining us is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We always have a treat when Reverend Carolyn McCullough speaks to us, so please join us as we bring out this last selection on faith from the Jehovah Shalom a cappella. Some fine young men who just got some pretty voices singing about faith. Thank you again for joining us this week as Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. spoke to us again on the topic, which was living by faith in an uncertain world. And if you just are joining us, you can always go to Episodes on Demand, taken from Do It All in the Mall on the homepage, and hit that Episode on Demand, and you can check out all of our episodes for anything that we've done throughout the past and coming up episodes as well. So please join us, and thank you again for being with us. Have a blessed, stay safe, stay warm. For those of you who are out there in the cold, bitter cold, the bitter, bitter, bitter cold, it's even cold down here in Tampa, Florida. So I'm all bundled up, got the heat on, got some warm socks on, but with the word of God keeping me warm and toasty, I'm good. So thank you again for joining us. Have a blessed evening.
Faith is when you believe in things you truly can see, the assurance all things hope for. Oh Lord, I need it too. Faith of our fathers like Abraham. Lord, I need this too. Oh Lord, this is my prayer, that you open my eyes to you open my eyes to see that everything is possible. Lord, I need this too. Every hour I do. Trust you when I'm faced with mountains and valleys. I'll still believe you can. Faithful our fathers like Abraham. Lord, I need this too. Oh,
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen.